Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Heartland music here. John Mellencamp, by the way, bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know the drill. Check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Hal Gregerson is our guest. He's our new friend, the professor of leadership at INSEAD. That is spelled I-N-S-E-A-D. He's the co-author of The Innovator's DNA. That's just one of the books he's written, of the many books. He's a well-known, internationally known professor on leadership. And Hal, congratulations again on all your success. Tell us a little bit about INSEAD.
Well, INSEAD is a global business school for the world. That's our tagline, and it's actually true. We have campuses, physical campuses in Paris, Abu Dhabi, and Singapore. And whenever we teach executives on those campuses, I might have 20 people in the room, and they're from 15 different countries, or 60 people in the room from 45 different countries. And so it's this deep, rich, multicultural experience every day in that place.
Right. Well, congratulations on the work that you're doing over there, and we look forward to hearing more about your work. Let's get back into our discussion, though, about the disruptive nature. We call them five skills of disruptive innovators. Innovators, we mentioned earlier that an innovator is, on its face, innovation sounds positive, but innovation is a two-edged sword, isn't it? It cuts to the good in some ways, and it cuts some of the, as Joel Barker, our friend Joel Barker says, it cuts some old paradigms that might be getting in the way of some folks. And but one of the things you talked to us about earlier was associating the unrelated fields. That's one thing that innovators do. Another thing you talk about is questioning. Tell us about that.
Questioning is what we all experience when we're four-year-olds. I'll go back to the four-year-old again. I don't care where I am in the world, four-year-olds ask 1,000 questions, and it often revolves around why and why not. And the innovators who disrupt the world, they keep that quality of questioning, and they do it constantly. And so if you take someone like A.G. Lafley, who was the CEO of Procter & Gamble and chairman of the board roughly from 2000 to 2009, he basically wakes up in the morning on Monday and he's asking himself, what can I be curious about and learn something about this week? And then he literally is going out and asking thousands of questions around, are consumers excited when they buy our product and are they excited when they use it? And I'll never forget the first time I interviewed him, he literally asked me more questions than I could ever imagine asking him. I mean, it was a reverse of what an interview might be. And so these folks they constantly provoke the world by asking provocative questions.
Is an innovator pathologically curious?
They are childlike curious. That looks like a pathology when we're adults, but it's certainly, it's the way we all behaved. I mean, this is the funny thing, Jim, is that these skills, they're things that every single one of us did when we were children. And school systems, sometimes families, sometimes communities, basically they crush these skills and just drive them right out of us.
Right.
And these innovators, like questioning, they are just phenomenal at they keep that vibrant and alive every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing
is ask a question a day.
Well, and when we're talking about questioning, they don't just question how does this work. They want to know how would this work if it were over there. One of my favorite things to say is when I'm trying to be, hyperbolic around here is what if we turned this cow upside down and painted it purple? Aren't those the kind of questions innovators ask?
Well, these are the kinds of questions like, what if we could no longer ship things by airplane tomorrow?
Right.
How would we do our business? What if we woke up tomorrow and our entire customer base got completely deleted from the system, and legally we could never sell a single product or service to them again,
right,
what would we do?
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking these what-if questions that often create constraints, like I just said, or, you know, it's again a Steve Jobs-like question, is, look, what if money were no object? We've got a completely clean slate here and all the resources in the world to do it. What would you do? And sometimes when we, you know, relax constraints or create constraints through the questions, we can get even better ideas.
Well, Howard, one of the reasons why I like talking about these things with smart people like you to our small business audience is because we are so we live our lives, we operate our businesses so close to the edge. We're all under cap. Mm-hmm. We're all undercapitalized. And there are all kinds of what ifs, but we're so busy executing that we often don't take the time to think about strategy, to vision, to think about the what if questions. And I really think that small business owners need to budget some time. If it doesn't come naturally, budget some time in their week, in their life, in their year, to say, okay, I'm not going to operate. I'm not going to execute today. I'm going to get out of the trench. I'm going to take somebody with me who I think can help, and we're going to ask some of these what-if questions. That's important, isn't it?
It's absolutely critical. You know, CEOs, be they small or large companies that are running highly innovative companies, in other words, they not only have a great idea today, but there's a probability they're going to have great ideas tomorrow. These highly innovative companies are run by CEOs who spend at least a day more per week, 50% more of their time, using these innovation skills to
right.
create new process, new product, new service. So literally,
they can do that, Hal, because they got other people to execute. Small business owners don't have that all the time. Hey, Hal, will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here. The book is called The Innovator's DNA, wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.